Finally. My arms are getting tired of digging. Wakey. You are beautiful. What's your name? What does your tombstone say? It doesn't matter. I'll give you a new name, one more fitting. What a peaceful sleep you appear to be in. If it wasn't for the dirt in your hair and the sunken eyes, I might mistake you for a sleeping beauty. What's it like, departing this world? Are you as peaceful as you look, or does your soul burn in the fires of hell? How I long to know what awaits in the next world. But fret not, my little one. You'll no longer be stuck wherever you may be. Not for long, anyways. Tell me, do you like your body? This frail thing that failed you in the prime of your youth? Riddled with disease, starved to the bone, do you really enjoy it? What if I told you I was going to fix it? Restore you? No, improve you even. I can promise it to you. Would you have jumped on the chance when you were alive? Even though my words paint a picture of grandeur, would you have taken the risk? To trust a stranger such as myself with your entire being on a promise so fantastical that others would scoff at it and laugh? That they would take my research and trash it as the ravings of a scientist gone rogue? They would go so far as to ban me from the usage of any of their laboratories, stealing away my access to professional tools and forcing me to create my own. Would you still have accepted my offer? Forgive me, love. I did not mean to lose my temper. You'll understand. Once it's done, I'll explain it all to you, and you and I, together, will rain our own hellfires on those who dared to laugh at me. Those who dared to slander my reputation and drag my name through the mud. Yes, they'll all see. You and I will make them see. It's a promise. Now, I may have left out a key part of my deal. You see, in order to make your body improved, well, I won't lie to you, my love. Your body is wrecked. It's weak. It's decayed too far. The organs are diseased. No. It'll never be repaired. You see, I will only be using one part of you. I'll be taking your beautiful head, your beautiful nose, lovely chin, the way your hair frames you. It's all I need to complete my project. Yes, I know what you're thinking. How on earth would this work if you were alive? It's simple, really. It wouldn't. Why do you think I've waited ever so patiently for you to pass on, love? Watching silently from the shadows as you declined and withered away. Being alive, such a difficult thing. I know, I do. Every day I understand. But such an experience it is to live. That is why I'm going to take your head. I will give you a new life. I have another present for you as well. Not only do I have a new body for you, but a new brain as well, to fill your pretty little face. A very smart brain at that. You see, I need someone to match my intellect and, well, you're just a pig farmer. I'm afraid with that profession... No, it'll never do. There's nothing wrong with that profession, no, we need someone to do it. It's an integral part of society, yes, it's just not going to make a suitable match for me. No, I've got a new brain for you, one who's had years of experience in a laboratory setting. Ah, how I wish you were alive to hear me, to accept this offer willingly. But I knew after those bastards dashed my research and sullied my good name, I would never have a chance with living subjects. Yes, subjects, plural. So many subjects. I had to create the perfect body for you, but what is the perfect body? The arms of a strong person, the legs of a swift person, the hands of a gentle soul. It wasn't easy choosing my matches. You weren't easy to find either. But when I saw you that day at the market, I knew. I knew you were the one for me. I was in love with your face, your beauty, your edges. How could I say no? You know, when I started designing your future self, it was purely in the name of science. Well, with a pinch of spite, naturally. But as I sketched out different ideas and designs, I suppose it may sound silly, but I fell in love with you. Or at least the idea of you. You know, I've never had luck at dating. Shocking, I know. A bookworm and science fanatic like myself didn't get out and socialize. Then again, what did it get me? I entertained a few suitors, and by God, they were either dull as dirt or ended up hating me for being more intelligent than them. Can you imagine? Disliking someone just because they read books and you didn't? Pathetic. But you, with your new brain, your new body, and your already delightful face, you'll make the perfect companion for me. Oh, I cannot wait to embrace you and discuss theories with you. Enough of this, though, this sentimental talk. Now, I don't think you will fret over this next part. You won't feel a thing. It's time now. I'm going to take your head. The weather has turned perfect tonight. If I believed in such things, I would say it's a sign my science is true. Just let me finish the last stitch in your neck. All right, there. Are you excited, my love? Excited for the flood of life? For your cold heart to beat once more? Here it comes. Let the lightning fill you. My love? My love, is that you? I knew you would live! Oh, those bastards at the college know nothing! Shh, shh, my love. No longer will either of us be alone. I know it must be so confusing for you, ripped back into reality so abruptly. Don't fret. Shh. I will take care of you. I will teach you how to live again and function in your new body. For now, let's get you unhooked from this table. I know, I know. I imagined it would be difficult to move your body with your new brain and all. The connections have to be made anew, naturally. Come, let me take you inside and dry you off. There we go. Just sit here. Can you hear me, love? See me? Are your senses all working? Blink if you can hear me. Good, good. I was worried I might not have connected everything properly. I suppose we won't know for certain until we start coordination practice. Make sure you can control your limbs properly and all. Can you even wiggle your toes? All right, what about your fingers next? Very good. That also means you can understand me. I have so much to tell you, my love. Firstly, allow me to introduce myself. I know this is going to be a lot to take in, but I am Sable, your creator and your bride-to-be. Yes, I can see your eyes widen, but it's true. You and I are destined for each other. Isn't that delightful? I created you to be my perfect partner. You'll never have to waste your time with suitors and courting. Instead, you were designed for someone, me. Together, you and I could change this world. Imagine the discoveries our two brains could make. We'll show those naysayers who the real scientists are. But first, there's a few of them whose houses we are going to pay special visits to. With your strength and my brains, We will make sure they never laugh at us again.